It's time now for our Monday morning wake-up call. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Every week at this time, we welcome a guest who has something to share with us that might not be on our radar quite yet. And today, it's a guest who says for-profit colleges prey on veterans. And he says for-profit colleges need more oversight into what he calls their predatory and fraudulent tactics. Our guest is Saul Newton, a student at UW-Waukesha who served in the U.S. Army in Afghanistan from 2010 to 2011. His column, For-Profit Colleges Prey on Veterans, recently ran in the Wisconsin State Journal. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Thank you for having me.
So, yes, thanks for being with us. Why do you say for-profit colleges prey on veterans?
Well, for-profit colleges have exploded in the last decade or so nationally, and here in Wisconsin there are roughly 26,000 students who attend for-profit colleges. And these students are leaving these schools with worthless degrees if they have any degrees, and also they have massive student loan debt. Because the way that these colleges operate for profit, they rely heavily on financial aid and education benefits. And this is especially true for veterans who have earned benefits under the GI Bill. These schools specifically target and recruit veterans leaving active duty service, and they bilk them for the benefits that they have earned under the GI Bill.
Do they target veterans in particular, or are they just targeting anybody saying, come get a degree with us?
Well, these colleges target non-traditional students, they target low-income students, but they especially target veterans because of the benefits that they have earned under the GI Bill. And in one recent study, one University of Phoenix campus in San Diego earned more money from the GI Bill benefits than the entire University of California system combined. And that just shows how much these colleges rely on veterans for their revenues and for their profits.
So what do you, when you say predatory and fraudulent tactics, what are the for-profit colleges doing exactly?
Well, what they do is they target veterans leaving service with the promise of flexible schedules, flexible degrees, the ability to quickly earn a degree in less than the amount of time that it should take. And so they attract veterans leaving service because of their special circumstances. But what ends up happening is these veterans use up their entire GI Bill benefits quickly leaving them with no improved job prospects. Many of these colleges are unaccredited, and so they're basically diploma mills. And so they attract these veterans and get them to use their GI Bill benefits to attend the school, even though that may not be in their best interest.
Yeah. So is this something you've experienced personally?
Well, being a veteran myself, I've seen the results of some of my friends and colleagues attending these schools either while they were in the service or after they have left, and a lot of times they end up with jobs that they could have had if they just would have went directly into the workforce rather than attending these schools, but they're out $50,000 because of the exorbitant fees and the exorbitant tuition that a lot of these colleges charge.
Yeah. So, but if the GI Bill is covering their tuition costs, what is the harm being done to veterans if they do attend these colleges?
Well, the harm is that they don't actually have increased job prospects. The entire point of earning a higher education is to provide for yourself and provide for your future. And a veteran attending Corinthian Colleges or the University of Phoenix or ITT Tech doesn't have those same improved job prospects. They end up worse off than they would have been if they simply would have left the military and enter the workforce right away.
So what's the solution to this?
Well, the solution is pretty clearly increased oversight. And these colleges, both at the state and the national level, have been allowed to operate without any oversight, without any check on their tactics and their marketing and their recruiting, because of fairly intense lobbying. Every attempt to regulate this industry on the national level, even common sense solutions such as saying that GI Bill benefits can't be used for marketing, or that GI Bill benefits have to go to a school that's actually accredited. Every attempt to regulate these schools has been quashed at the national level because these colleges spend millions of dollars a year lobbying Congress. And the same is true at the state level.
Yeah. In our final minute, are you optimistic that this can be changed?
Well, I'm optimistic that once people learn about these colleges and the way that they operate, that they'll be able to put pressure on their elected officials to make a change.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joy. Thank you for having me.
Saul Newton, student at UW-Waukesha, who served in the U.S. Army during Afghanistan. And he wrote a column, For Profit Colleges Prey on Veterans, that ran recently in the Wisconsin State Journal. Thanks to Christy Taylor and to Robin Cherry for producing and directing this program. Thank you for listening. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.